A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is the bonus podcast episode where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with our G&D Divas and whatever else comes to us, I suppose.
Interestingly, producer Ben has turned the microphones on, press record, and then gone off to freshen up.
We can do whatever we want.
We can do whatever we like.
He's not listening to this. He won't know what's being recorded. So we're going to tell you all about Ben's life.
Ben was born in Hertfordshire. He went to uni and then he worked on podcasts.
Where did he go to university?
Well, wait, I know this. He studied biology and he went to the University of Exeter.
Well done.
Yeah. And how he's ended up working with us two, I do not know. Well, I suppose you could say we are specimens.
What? Oh, because he did biology.
Yeah.
Yes, we're fine specimens of men.
Yeah.
Yes. And what else can we tell them about Ben?
Ben could be helping cure coronavirus right now. Instead, he's working with us two idiots.
Yeah. The moral of the story is don't bother studying biology at university.
Hey. However, we do have good chemistry.
Oh! Yeah.
So there we go. First bit of response, please.
We could get physical. No, that didn't work, did it?
No.
Oh, Ben's back, so we'll stop. Can I please request a top five to read list from both William and Jordan? I need some recommendations, and I love how shocked William is at Jordan's reading list. Thank you, Emily. Jordan has already picked up his pen, and he's starting to write a list.
Right, I need to...
The first book is, and I knew it would be... A Little Life.
A Little Life, you've got to read it. Second book, The Heart's Invisible Furies.
By
John Boyne. Honestly, he's the guy who wrote The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, but this book is beautiful. What?
I just love how literate you are in many ways. But then, but then you pick up a piece of paper and then you're illiterate.
If you're just listening for the first time, I love to read.
Jordan reads books that you don't think he reads.
Yeah.
That's the crux.
Third, I would highly recommend, but it's not a good holiday read because it's the most... alongside A Little Life, it's the most harrowing book I've ever read. All Quiet on the Western Front. What?
That's definitely not a holiday read.
And it's about... I've never read a book like it. And basically, in the Second World War, Hitler banned it because it's written after the First World War. See, we can be highbrow.
We're very
Ben,
highbrow.
Clip this up for next year's British Podcast Awards. We'll piss it. Do you want to add?
Well, one of my favourite books I ever read was a book called Gentlemen and Players by Joanne Harris.
Okay.
And that was very good. I read it when I was 16. It probably is a book that, although at 16 I felt it was a bit of a challenge, although I loved it, probably now would be quite a walk in the park.
Okay.
But that's very good. A real big twist at the end.
Yeah.
But I read a lot of non-fiction.
So do I.
But then you read all of this.
Yeah, I'm reading one at the moment about...
What's your non-fiction?
So I'd highly recommend, there's two, Michael Wolff, Fire and Fury, all about Donald Trump, that's really good, and Hillary Clinton, What Happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
There's loads.
I like... I've just read Alan Duncan's diaries. He was an MP.
Oh, okay.
And a minister for the Foreign Office. I've just finished that one.
Oh, Barack Obama's is good as well.
Right.
Really good.
Yeah, give that one some PR. That's a little known book. I also like... what's the other book I've read quite recently? Oh, I love... There was a great book. It's called The Oral History of Modern Family.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's so many books. Books are, like, subjective. It depends what you like. Ben, your favourite book's about life, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, Catcher in the Rye. Ben is very Catcher in the Rye.
Ben's just said Catcher in the Rye. I hated that. And my friend, I went for a pint with him. And my mate said, stick with it. And then at the end, I loved it.
Mm. I did that at school.
Did you?
Mm.
We did have Mice and Men.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Says a lot,
we did Great
it?
Gatsby, As You Like It, which we did for AS level.
Oh, I'll tell you another one.
Mm.
Being very highbrow, you've got to read it. The Line of Beauty.
Line of Beauty.
Alan Hollinghurst.
Yes, we've talked about this before.
This is...
Because it mentioned De Bonnet in that book.
There's so many. The Grapes of Wrath. Oh, Ben's just said,
Ben likes Grapes of Wrath?
There's so many. Do you know what? Well, do you know what? We'll do some on socials. We'll do, because people do ask me about it. I never talk. We'll do like Jordan's top 10.
Could you do an IGTV video for our Instagram going, this is a book, I like it because blah, 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 blah. Here's this book, I like it, blah, 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 blah.
Maybe. Mm. I get it from my dad, my mum says.
Does he read lots of books?
Oh, he reads all sorts, yeah.
Al Graham.
Yeah.
That's nice. Here's our next piece of correspondence. Dear lovely Jordan, oh wise one, William, and PB.
Where's PB come from?
I don't know. I can't remember. Someone said PB. Firstly, I'd like to say how much I enjoyed listening to you both. I joined the D and Divas crew. I think they mean G and Divas crew. A bit late, but have officially listened to every podcast and have been laughing my butt off the whole time. Jordan, I love your impression of Sarah and officially have Edna Mode in my mind whenever I hear you do Sarah.
No capes, no capes.
Hashtag long live Jordan's impressions, no apostrophe. But I don't normally get all high and mighty about feminism, but I wasn't very keen on your latest advice about asking the man to how they prefer a lady's cabbage to be presented. Which bit was this?
It was the hairy...
All right. Please could you re-advise your lady listeners that how they arrange their personal landscapes is their choice. Girl, you do you. Do whatever makes you feel sexy. I didn't ask for this, opt for a landing strip. But ladies should do whatever they prefer. At no point have I ever asked my husband what he prefers. He's going to get what he gets. If any man ever comments or judges your personal landscape, turn the questions straight back on them and comment on their situation. If he's still an arse about it, then look him in the eye, gaze down at his gentleman's, no apostrophe, sausage, laugh and leave. You don't need that shit. Much love from your loving listener, Catherine.
I think we have rightly been put in our place there.
Well, I mean, I don't think I commented on any of that because that's not my field of expertise.
Do you know what? I think we have absolutely rightly been put in our place there. Yeah. That should have been the advice. And actually, I'm not making excuses, Catherine. We were probably just being a bit silly about it and trying to get laughs. But yeah. It's down...
I don't like this we.
No, it's down to the personal preference, what makes them feel comfortable.
Yeah.
No, I hold my hands up there, Catherine. I do.
You do you.
You do you. Yeah. You do you, each to their own.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Producer Ben's going to get a chop in the windpipe in a minute.
Producer Ben has just said, William is from a group of people that don't like to take responsibility for their actions. You know what? You're totally right there. Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This next piece of writing is from Kim, K-I-M. Hello, William, Jordan and PB. I just wanted to start by saying a big thank you for bringing so much laughter to the last 18 months. It's been a pretty hard time for us all, but listening to your podcast on my drive to work makes it that little bit easier. I work in the NHS in a large city hospital. As a team, we've tried to stay positive, and recently we have adopted a lunchtime toast. At the start of each lunch break, we hold our water bottles up and toast a person who has made our day just that little bit better. This could be anyone from a patient who's improving or a staff member who brought everyone McDonald's breakfast. Through listening to your podcast, I've taught the team how to toast properly and hopefully to a standard that William would be proud of. Thank you for all your hard work you put into Sexted My Boss. It really does make a big difference to our day when we need it the most. Best wishes, Kim. And that's lovely, Kim.
That's so good.
Makes it all the worthwhile knowing that that's happened, and that also, from my point of view, that I have also taught you how to taste properly.
You forget, don't you, that how tough they're getting it in hospitals at the moment, mm-hmm. like working for the NHS. You do forget it. And Kim says, "Thank you for all your hard work. We just come here and be idiots and get drunk."
Yeah,
we're gonna have to say it now, and I don't want to sound cliche, but you're the ones that are doing all the hard work over the past 18 months.
So thank you.
So genuinely thank you. Oh, what a lovely letter.
That's a lovely letter.
Thank you, Kim. Mm.
I don't think I'd toast anyone who brought me a McDonald's breakfast, though. But that's where...
I would.
We're all different.
If you...
Well, you probably would, because you're contractually obliged.
No, I'm not.
G and Divas, thank you. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you to everyone who is a key worker or does something useful rather than just nap. Jordan, where are you going?
I've got a train, here we go. Bloody hell, I don't know.
I'm still talking.
Now I look rude. Come on, I've got a train in front. Go on. Do I look rude?
I'm going to talk. Should we have a little prayer?
What?
Should we have a little prayer?
No, just do your bit.
Gene Davis, thank you very much for listening. We always appreciate you listening. And thank you to all those that do more, much more important jobs than radio presenter and etiquette expert.
Totally agree.
If you want to send in anything, this is the place where we can read out anything that isn't a problem or dilemma. Go to our website, sexedmyboss.com, for all the information as to how to get in touch.
Or drop into our DMs on social media, or send us an email at help. Did you just say that?
More or less. Go and get your train.
Also, we love hearing back from the people we have offered advice to, so if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben. See you next week.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.